in Zimbabwe, we have about 56% of adolescents living with HIV that are on treatment. So we still have a big portion of them that are not on treatment. And what we're trying to do is, how do we scale up through the existing government systems to ensure that adolescents access treatment?
Can you explain what are some of the challenges that adolescents are facing when it comes to accessing directly these ARVs?
They are. So there are several issues. The first issue is the identification. You realize that some of the adolescents that are living with HIV, some of them were born HIV positive, but they were never identified when they were young because they never got sick. And the parents also don't know that they have got HIV. So eventually these children, they will live with the HIV without knowing they are HIV positive and only realize that they are HIV positive when they are sick in their adolescence. The second one is some of the adolescents, if you look at the 10 to 14, majority of them, they got the virus from their mother. And some of them have been on treatment from childhood. But some of the parents, they're finding it difficult to disclose to the children that they're HIV positive and that they are getting ARVs. So they will get the treatment ignorantly without knowing what they are taking until when they get to adolescenthood, and then they start questioning. And some of them, the moment they realize that the medicines are for ARVs, they stop taking the medicines because I think they are angry. They don't understand why. Why should it be them that should have the virus? And then it affects them continuing treatment. So you see some of them, they will drop out, and with the one that they stop taking the medicines, they get sick, and you see some of them dying. The other challenge also that we've had is that the adolescents are living within the community where they know them in the community, and our services, it's just one clinic where everybody goes. So when the adolescents, as they grow to adolescents and they know they're HIV positive, they don't feel comfortable to go to the same area where they will know they'll meet adults from the same community who are going to know that all of us here are HIV positive. So eventually the adolescents will stop coming to the facility to come and collect the medicine. And that is also impacting in terms of the outcome of the treatment for adolescents. And maybe finally, it's also the adolescents that are going to boarding school.
How are you working with families and guardians to better assist them in letting children know that they are HIV positive and that this treatment is to help them live a longer life?
Yeah, so what we've done and the government of Zimbabwe has done is we've decided to find alternatives of identification of the children. So one of the things that is being promoted is we are conducting like HIV testing campaigns that we call Know Your Child Status campaign. So we're going into the community, taking the testing at the community and ask parents to bring all their children for testing. So we are seeing parents bringing all the children for testing, and then eventually we are identifying the children that are HIV positive, which probably the mothers or the fathers didn't know. We are also using, like, for instance, for all HIV-positive mothers that come pregnant or even that come to the ART clinic, we are promoting what we call a family-centered approach. So if we find that there's a woman who's HIV-positive, we ask her if she's got other children apart from the pregnancy she has. And if she's got, we are requesting them to bring the other children for testing, so that we are able to identify those that are HIV positive. And we are seeing mothers bringing their children for testing. I think key has been the explanation on the benefits of them putting the children on treatment. And as I put it, the major challenge is that when they identify the children that they are HIV positive, they are facing challenges, even some of the health workers as well. They are facing challenges on how to disclose the HIV status to the children, the older children and adolescents. So what we're doing, even as UNICEF, is to help the minister to train the health workers on child and adolescent counseling. How can they disclose the status to the children? How can they help the parents to disclose the status to the children?
And for those out there who might need assistance, who might be interested in getting the information, how can UNICEF help them? How can they reach out to UNICEF and other organizations that you're partnering with?
So basically what we do is we work with organizations like AfriCAID, but we also promote. So what we want to do is a platform where UNICEF has created. It's called a U-Report platform where young people can send in questions they have. And we want to use that platform where we should also be able to create a platform for adolescents living with HIV and have counselors who can respond to their SMS discussions or SMS questions. So we are trying to create platforms where anonymous adolescents can send anonymous questions, anonymous issues, and then a counselor can respond back, working closely with our partner. And then the SMS is free for the adolescent. So UNICEF pays for the SMS, but at any point, the adolescents are able to send messages and get information. But even in the district, what we now want to see is the ministry to see how we can create that platform where adolescents or even parents should get any information they want in terms of dealing with adolescents living with HIV and even adolescents themselves for information. So I think that's an area we need to strengthen and make sure we have such information available. I know there are some programs that are already talking about it on the radio as well, supported by other partners, but all we want is to have various platforms where young people should be able to choose where they can get information from.